This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. Visit us at infinitepotato.com.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Attention, whoever you are, this channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
Hold on to your butt.
And here we go.
From the historic Infinite Potato Studios, this is Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk Podcast.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Join us as we dive deep into all fandoms and genres of cinema and television.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
No gatekeeping.
You shall not pass!
No toxic fandom.
A monkeys might fly out of my butt.
Now, only inches from a tall glass of Diet Mountain Dew.
Just give me something without any sugar in it, okay?
Here is your host, Sean Ray.
Sean. Shawnee, if you're feeling a little loose. Never the Sean dog, because that's just lame. And I've never been one to chase balls.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
All right, it was a miracle. Can we go now?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk Podcast. My name is Sean Ray, and just like heaven, Cosmic Potato is a place on Earth. Joining me in the historic Infinite Potato Studios, we have Rick. How's it going, sir?
Vacation, try to get away. I'm not too up on my Go-Go's lyrics on the fly there. Sorry.
And Dave, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me. What's happening?
We're going to play a game in this episode, and I know as soon as I say it, Rick's going to roll his eyes and say, well, I'm not going to win. It's a TV theme song quiz.
Oh,
and I actually have three different, these are YouTube videos, so I can see the answer, but, I have three of them, and the first one is marked as easy. That's the only one that I've actually watched. I haven't watched the other ones. It's marked as easy. The second one is medium, and the third one is hard. So we will see how you guys do. Okay. So, and I'm going to play it. The music is going to be about 15 seconds. I can't stop it. The whole 15 seconds is going to play, but at any time, if you know the answer, we're not going to do buzz in. I'm going to do the first one, Dave, the second one, Rick, you know?
Okay. Have you tried this yet? Cause Zoom has a built-in algorithm that shuts down music when you try to play it over the.
Nope. Haven't tried it yet. We're going to try it right now.
We may not hear it.
All right, let's see. All right, here's the first one. Dave, this one's going to be yours, okay?
All right.
That's not it. You got to wait a second. Oh. It hasn't actually started yet. It's telling me you're going to hear a short clip. Can you guess what show this is? Good luck. Okay, this is the first one.
Now this yep. Story, I know what that is.
Go ahead and name it whenever you
know. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, it is.
I would have known that one.
Yeah. That's super.
I told you the first one's easy. So as soon as it plays through, I'm going to pause it and I'm going to mark Dave down for a point.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm amazed that it's getting through, because every time I try to play a piece of music for y'all, it Zoom just eats it.
Yeah. I knew that, I was like, yep.
We're not there yet. John, if you want to play, come on the call.
Come on, Johnny.
He's gonna say I can't. All right. Hey, Rick, this one's yours.
Okay. Friends.
Huh?
Friends.
It is Friends, yes.
I have a question.
Another show I've only seen one episode of.
You've only seen one episode of a lot of stuff. What's that, Dave?
I have a question. Okay. If the person you were asking does not know.
Yeah, I'll give the other person a chance.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll give the other person a chance. All right. Dave, this one's yours.
Okay. I'm going to guess. I don't know, but I'm going to say Game of Thrones.
It is Game of Thrones. Yes.
You could not escape that music on YouTube. For like a year and a half. Everybody was doing a cover.
I was like, that sounds medieval douchey. I bet it's Game of Thrones. I haven't watched it at all.
I watched the first two seasons. It was good, but it was way too brutal for me. I just couldn't take it after a
while. I got about 15, 20 minutes in, and I was like, there's too much incest stuff going on. I got to get out. It's all incest and capes. Get out.
I watched all 8 seasons, and I really loved the first 7. All right, Rick, this one's yours.
Simpsons.
It is the Simpsons. I have to wait till it finishes to stop it. Okay. All right, Dave.
Yes. Our whole universe was in a hot response. I apologize. Nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool. That's Big Bang Theory.
Yep. So it is.
Bowling for Soup.
Did not watch that show.
No, it was Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, it was Bare Naked Ladies. Yeah. Okay, I knew it was one of them.
Yep.
So far you've given me 2 shows that I don't watch that I somehow knew.
But you still know the themes, yeah.
I know. I'm such a
Big Bang
loser.
Theory was great for like 4 seasons. And then it just kind of
it was fine the whole time.
I watched about 5 minutes of the first episode and I'm like, I can't do this. This is basically just normal people making fun of nerds and we're supposed to like it. I can't do it.
It got but the jokes got progressively more nerdy and it became clear that the actors knew what they were doing, even if the writers didn't necessarily. So
to be fair to it, I did see a clip of Sheldon was trying to tell somebody about his emergency kit in the closet, and what part of the emergency kit was like season 2 of the original Star Trek series on like CD on like a CDR. And it was just that cracked me up. I'm like, that would be the season to do.
All right. This one is Rick's. You don't know it? Dave, know it?
I have no idea.
It was the X Factor.
Oh, God.
What was that? Yeah.
it was like an American Idol type. It was the one that Paula Abdul went to do after she left American Idol. All right.
Mm. Oh, Dave, of course. That clears it up.
This one's yours, Dave. Anybody know?
No.
Remember when Grey's Anatomy had theme music?
I never watched that show.
Now they just kind of start the show. They don't do any of that. So, all right.
You get time for that. Well, when you've been on for 20 years, you start to change the format of the actual show to fit modern times.
Yeah.
You know, back when they started, things had theme songs.
All right, Rick, this one's yours.
I wish I had done a screenshot because you just froze for a second like this.
I was coughing.
I know. Really?
You know,
it says Happy Days in the theme.
It is Happy Days.
I would have been embarrassed to not get that one.
You're like, this Laverne and Shirley?
This is after they stopped just using... what was their original theme song? Around the Clock. Rock Around the Clock. Yeah.
Rock Around the Clock. Yeah.
All right, Dave, this one's yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Modern Family.
It is. And the cool thing about that one is they played the entire theme in that little clip because it's so short. All right. All right, Rick.
The X-Files.
I have no control over what order these are coming up in.
I'm just glad I didn't get Modern Family because I would not have gotten that.
No.
Not a bad show. Modern Family is not a bad show. Okay.
Is that the cartoon?
Modern Family? No, it's the one that has
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill used to be on Married with Children.
Everyone tells me to watch Modern Family, and then I always get it confused with the Seth Rogen cartoon or Seth MacFarlane cartoon.
Oh, the Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Family Guy or American, and all of those that I want nothing to do with.
No, Modern Family's solid. It's
okay.
Yeah. At least for the first 5 years, then they kind of repeat themselves a little bit, but it's still good. It's still enjoyable.
I love the fact that the British know when to shut a series down.
Hell yes.
We can't.
we 12 episodes and a Christmas special. We need to be done.
No, Well, I mean, as long as it's making money, we're going to keep making it.
Mm-hmm. And Modern Family is extraordinarily popular with I remember seeing stats for it, and it was Republicans love it, Democrats love it, moderates love it. Everyone is huge, and men, women, children is that one was a huge. I don't even know how they did that, but
well, because I remember an interview with Matt Parker and Trey Stone. Did I get that backwards?
I don't know.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the South Park guys, in their first season when it was just this runaway hit. And, we were all stunned that this show was funny because it looked stupid as hell in the ads. And then it was just hilarious. And they're like, yeah, we figure, maybe four seasons. We can't see ourselves doing, oh, my God, they killed Kenny for the next 20 years. And they're still on the damn air.
Oh, yeah.
They just stopped killing Kenny.
They just made two movies for Paramount Plus. Mm-hmm. I say movies, that they're an hour long each, but they killed Kenny in that one, but it takes place 30 years later. They're all adults and stuff, and it's all about them trying to find out who killed Kenny.
Oh gosh.
It's about COVID. That's what it's called. It's the Return of COVID is the name of it. All right, here's the next one. And who's this one is Rick. Because the last one was Modern Family, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
No, so I thought the last one was X-Files.
No, the last one was Modern. No, oh, no, you're right. The last one was X-Files, but we were talking about Modern, so it's Dave.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. All right, so this one is...
I don't have a cat to pet.
This one is Rick.
It's in the other room, so...
This one is Rick.
No, this one is Dave.
This is Dave.
Okay, this one is Dave. Okay, this one is Dave.
Remember me.
Here we go.
We're in a warp bubble.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No. Nor do I.
That is Glee.
Oh, that explains it.
I'm very glad to not know that one.
I'm fine. I don't need to win.
Also, not a bad show.
We're pretty even right now.
All right. Yeah, y'all are both at four right now. So, all right. So this one is Rick. You're not gonna know this, Rick. Do you know Dave?
Groovy.
I do.
Go ahead.
Stranger Things.
It is Stranger Things.
Ah.
Yeah.
For a second, I watched that show.
I know, Rick. You only saw one episode. Frozen.
Just like he's gone. He's
all right. So this one is hey John, you have to spell it correctly. Stranger Yings. All right. Dave, this one's yours.
That 70s show.
That 70s show is correct.
And I'm excited for Netflix's That 90s Show.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It's going to, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
More than anything, I just want to see like how they don't mention Hyde.
But did you watch The Ranch at all? It was made by the same people.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I knew of it.
They had to, I mean, they had to get rid of him.
So is that 90s show a continuation of the like Topher Grace and
yeah, it's Donna and Eric's.
I can't remember Donna's name.
Kids.
Laura Prepon.
Laura Prepon. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's their kids, and they go to spend the summer with their grandparents, Red and Kitty, okay. And mm-hmm. then they make friends with the if other kids Ashton in the neighborhood. None of them are coming back. Nobody's coming back except for Red and Kitty.
They're in talks. Were they in talks with Ashton and Eric and Donna and others they're in talks with them to see if they can come on from time to time. But
I saw an interview with Laura. What's her name? Laura Prepon.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, she's not interested. She said, I'm done with that part of my career. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
There's enough money, I'm sure.
I can see him getting Ashton back. I can see him getting Ashton back and Mila Kunis. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Ashton just did The Ranch. I mean, it was the same showrunners and everything. And he did like four seasons of that.
Topher Grace is probably begging them to let him be recurring role.
That's what I was thinking. Like, no, what the hell is Laura? What is she doing?
Topher Grace has a show right now. He's on. He's got a sitcom on like ABC right now called. I don't remember the name of it, but it's like in its second
season. I saw a clip. It looked awesome. The one clip I watched of it, but yeah, I'm like, what is Laura Prep? I mean, is she still on Orange is the New Black? Is that even still a thing?
No,
like,
that show's
what is over. She was on it.
Yeah, that show's
okay. Good. What is she doing? I'm done with that part of my career.
Yeah.
You know, if she was on Orange is the New Black, she probably doesn't need to work anymore.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. She was on every season of that, I think. But no, that show's been over for a while now. All right. I forget whose turn it is. I think it's Rick's turn. Let me see if I can find out. Because that last one was that 70s show. So yeah, here we go. Okay, Rick, this is yours. I know you don't watch the show, but you've got to know the music.
It sounds really, really
everywhere.
That synthesizers.
Dave, do you know it?
I do know it.
Okay.
It's The Office.
It is The Office.
Oh.
All right. Dave, this one's yours.
Oh, come on.
It's Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it at first. Like, it was like a, just kind of sounded distorted. But yeah, no, I know Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's Doctor Who. All right. Rick, this one's for you.
I call shenanigans.
The shenanigan is my sad, boring life.
Backwards. Sounds like Nyan Cat. No idea. I've never heard those tones put in that order in my life.
Dave, do you know?
Is it Will and Grace?
It is.
Okay, he's getting on. Well, never mind. I know it's random.
Look, I have gotten to this point in my life because I have chosen not to have a life.
Yeah. I mean, that's me. I mean, I've just sat and mindlessly watched millions of hours of television.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to think one day I'm going to be on a podcast that gives me no money and I will know all of these theme songs because that's way better than having a girlfriend.
All right, Dave, this one is yours.
Sure. It's How I Met Your Mother.
It is.
How about you drag up some like 60s or 70s shows? I'll kick ass on that.
And now currently is also the theme to How I Met Your Father.
Yeah.
On Hulu, which is...
The retooling of the theme song is the best part of that show so far.
Yeah. I was when they said that it was made by the same people, I don't believe you. It's not made by the same people because the same people are much funnier than this.
Well, okay. It's not made by the same people. But. Yeah.
All right, Rick, this one is yours.
The same people is a rather vague.
Yeah.
It's like the same people putting their name on it while someone else show runs it.
Yeah, it's not the same it's like actors, obviously, but...
Like a 70s band is on tour and like there's one dude who was in the band in its last 2 years before they broke up who still owns the name.
Yeah. All right, Rick, this one's yours. I'll give you a hint, it's been on for like 20 years.
Nope.
Dave?
I'm going to guess Survivor.
It is Survivor.
Oh, Christ. Do they have a special YouTube channel for shit Rick never watches?
That was just a guess for me. I don't watch Survivor.
That first, you know, howly tone thing, I was like, that's familiar. And then I realized I was thinking Mandalorian, and I was like, that's definitely not the Mandalorian.
No.
I was thinking Amazing Race at first, and then I was like, no, that's not it.
I watched the first two-thirds of the first season of Survivor because it was kind of fun. And then they realized that people were tuning in for the drama as opposed to just the competition. And that's when it lost me because it was like, I don't really want to watch these people argue with each other. And that's when I checked out.
that's like I've got a lot of friends that love watching Big Brother.
Yes, me too.
You have a lot of friends that you like watching it. Yeah.
No, I like watching it, but I don't care about the competition at all. I just want to see the drama, and I want them to send certain people home. They never send the people home I like.
Do you tune in between shows and watch the webcam footage and all that kind of stuff? Because there's like a channel on YouTube you can watch it like 24/7. It's just what's going on in the house.
Yeah. About 3 years ago, I did. And I would like, you know, because you have to go to sleep and go to work and all that. So I would go to certain websites and like just see the recaps people would write up because there are like sites that just tell you like, you know, Fessy said this to so-and-so and then Tyler got this and you're like, oh, okay, wow. And it is interesting to see what they don't put in the edits for TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like I'm watching Celebrity Big Brother right now. And I'm going to do that after I am done here. And I'm going to eat and I'm going to watch Celebrity Big Brother, like two episodes. but I had stopped going into the live feeds. I just couldn't keep doing it. I just don't care. Cause then it's like people on the internet are like, how dare you like this person? He said a racist thing on the live feed. I'm like, I don't watch that shit. You can't do that.
Sarah says a new podcast idea.
I'm tired.
Shit Rick never watches. Sarah, that's what this podcast is. That's what we talk just about.
Rick has to be in every episode, just sitting there silently, you know, brooding over the fact that he has no idea what anyone's talking about.
Have you watched Cosmic Potato?
Yeah. All right, this one is for Dave. I think we're just going to do this one part one. I don't think we're going to do the other two tonight. All right, Dave.
That's Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Yes, of course it is.
Which I still say, Rick, you would like that show. You need to watch it. All right, Rick, this one's yours.
And Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul is even better, in my opinion. It's a better show.
I think so. Yeah. Not like the first season, but then like it hits its stride.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. It gets really good. Okay. Seriously, you don't know that?
I do. Right.
If it went a little further, I might have, but
no. Dave, if it well, look, he said it went a little further.
It won't play anymore. It only plays 15 seconds.
Sad. Full House.
Yes.
I'll gladly abscond with your point.
R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Another show I never saw.
Don't worry about it. It's not good.
The thing is, you are playing the songs of your adolescence and childhood.
I'm just playing this video. Look. Happy Days was in there.
And I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying most of these are from like 1990 and on.
Mm.
You know, all right. You know, Happy Days I got lucky with.
Hey, let's do some 60s, man. I know some My Mother the Car, you know. I know
some Dick Van Dyke, man. Hold on just a second. Let me see if there's
some Bonanza or Lost in Space or MASH.
I would definitely know MASH and Lost in Space.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if there's
both of them.
70 yes. version of this song.
Absolutely.
You know who wrote the Lost in Space both themes?
God, I don't remember that. No.
Johnny Williams. That was one of his first TV
gigs. I did know that. God.
Back when he was Johnny and instead of John.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna play a few of these. These are our 70s theme songs. Okay, hopefully.
And by the way, I freely and welcomely admit you kicked my ass on this.
Hey man, you know, whatever. I wouldn't know most of today's theme songs, I don't think. Like, probably
doing theme songs now.
I don't know, but 60s, 70s, and 80s and 90s. Yeah, I got a pretty good stronghold on. Like,
I'm good up until about 84, 85. That's when,
yeah,
because I work in the theater, and so like when most of this shit was on, I was working, and before like 1992, you know, VCRs were only affordable by the upper crust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, on that one, Dave had
92. That's a little.
Dave had 13. You
know, I think I got my first.
And
I got my first VCR in like 1990 or 91.
Yeah, I think that's about when my family got one.
And it was like it seems like we got, and it was a piece of shit.
We got one in like 89, I think, but it only played. It didn't record.
Remember, you could like go and rent a big blue VCR from Blockbuster.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, so that one, Dave had 13 and Rick had 4. So I'm going to start the
4?
Yeah.
I got more than 4.
No, you didn't. I'm going to start the score over. And these are all 70s. And I haven't watched this. So I don't know how this is going to, hopefully, I don't know how much of the song it's going to play. So
we'll
find out.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So here's the first one.
Now I'm going to lose tremendously, though, somehow.
Rick, this one's going to be yours, the first one. Guess the TV theme part. It says part one, 70s part one. You will hear a theme song for 15 seconds. If you need more time, you can always pause the video. Pausing the video doesn't play more of the song.
In case you don't know how videos work. Good times.
That is correct.
I was so hoping you didn't know that because I was like, good times. Damn, James.
Did you know what Good Times was a spinoff?
From I was about Maud, to ask if you knew what it was a spinoff from. Yeah. Good mm-hmm. Times was a spinoff
and of Maud. Yeah. All in the Family. Jeffersons.
All right.
I hate you, Walter.
Dave, this one's yours.
A Woman Lear. God, I know this. I knew it. God, I know this. Oh my God.
Yes, you do.
Oh my God, I do know this, but I'm not pulling up a name. Is Charlie's Angels?
It is. It is Charlie's okay. Angels. Okay. Got it. All right.
Rick, in my head, yours. I'm like heart to heart. No, no. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh, Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
What was the name of the British version of Sanford and Son?
Steptoe and Son.
Yeah. Yep. Steptoe and Son. And if you go into like the, I don't know if you guys ever just look up old sitcoms and find out the lesser known spinoffs and stuff like that, that people don't tend to remember, mm-hmm. but
I lived them. I don't have to look it up.
Grady had a spinoff yeah. and I think Fred had a spinoff. Yeah, that was basically a continuation
about
of this.
Three episodes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But it was like that, like fat white dude.
Do what?
It was weird. It was that fat white dude instead of Lamont. Because Lamont went off and got married, and then like it was called Sanford or something like that.
Yeah, it was just called Sanford's Place or something like that. Yeah. I may be getting that confused with Archie Bunker's Place, but anyway, okay. Dave, this was yours.
Mm-hmm.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Three's Company.
That's correct.
I know I've told this story before, but I did a show with Joyce DeWitt once, and she is just a delight. Such a wonderful person. And she's like 3.5 feet tall. She's just a little teeny person.
Yeah, when I was growing up and watching this in reruns, I always had the crush on her instead of...
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, everybody... Suzanne Summers was supposed to be like the sexy one or whatever, but yeah, she was much better looking.
Same thing like with...
In Charlie's Angels, the was her name Sabrina, the nerdy one? She mm-hmm. was the one I liked more than...
I'm a Marianne guy, not a ginger.
Yeah, yep.
Dave John says that I imagine Dave watched a lot of Three's Company. I don't know what he's... I don't know what he's insinuating.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I will say, as an Andy Griffith fan, yeah, I watched a lot of it. I'm like, it's funny, but he's old. And
yeah,
look at him with his ear to the door going, you know, like they're folding out a shower curtain and he thinks something else is going on. I dug it. Even though I like Mr. Roper better.
You know what always amazed me about that when I would see episodes of it later is I never realized how much slapstick physical comedy was in that show. And then you go back and watch it and like John Ritter's just throwing himself all over the place, falling over shit. And
oh yeah. That was his whole thing. He was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Running in the store, coming out of that door. Let's run in here. Let's run in there. Yeah. Remember the episode of Three's Company where there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, yeah. See, my like, all that was whatever. My thing was, I loved Mr. Roper saying some hateful shit to his wife and then mugging for the camera. Going,
yeah,
like, that was my thing. I was like, yeah.
They had their own show for a while. Yeah, so the Ropers had their own.
Yeah,
show.
Very short spinoff. Yeah.
All right.
And then there was that weird spinoff that came after Three's Company that was like
Three's Crowd.
It was a crowd or something with like Jack and his fiance. And her like mean father.
Yeah. Lasted like one season, I think. If that. Yeah. All right. Dave, mm-hmm. I think this one's yours.
Three's Company was hit.
I thought that was yours.
Oh, it was. It was.
Okay, Rick, this is yours.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Up your nose with a rubber hose, correct. Mr. Cotter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Find Epstein's mother.
Ooh. Ooh. Which is, it's kind of strange. I mean, Gabe Kaplan was the teacher, and he outlived almost all of the guys that played the students. Of course, they were all basically the same age anyway.
John Travolta's still around. And
all the rest of them are gone, I think.
What was that weird thing where it was like a season after it started, like he disappeared from the show and it's just his wife?
Oh, there was, it was, oh, wow, you're right. I forgot about
that. Yeah, I don't remember what the reason was for that, but let's see.
John Travolta had already blown up as a movie star, so he would like show up like for 6 episodes or something.
Please welcome back. God. Gabe Kaplan and John Travolta both left the show after the third season. Kaplan left after 2 episodes in the final season. So I think Kaplan came back. He left and came back due to creative differences. So there you go.
A lot of that going around.
Yeah. All right. So Dave, this one actually is yours. Okay.
All right.
We've already had this before.
Happy days.
Mark and Mindy.
Nothing can hold me.
Nanu.
I do flip over to sometimes when I just want something playing in the background, I'll flip over to Pluto TV and put it on like the Classics channel or whatever. Happy Days has its own channel, and Gunsmoke has its own channel, and Love Boat has its own channel. It's just one after the other. Three's Company has their own channel, you know.
Oh, right. I know.
All right. Rick, this one's yours. Okay.
It saves me a lot in DVDs.
Yeah.
The Jeffersons.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about this today, not sitcom specifically, but I don't understand how anyone from my generation and, you know, who grew up in the 70s can be such racist assholes, because, you know, Sesame Street, The Electric Company, 2/3 of the sitcoms we watched were all very ethnically diverse. And yet it's my generation that are the biggest assholes out there right now, because the boomers are all dying. And
they're also the Star Trek fans who are mad that Star Trek is now woke suddenly. And you're like,
they can all
what?
Bite my warp core. They don't, they just do not get it at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I am a member of a group called Star Trek Shitposting, which is their tagline is morally. What is it? It's like morally bankrupt, and anyway, you know, really vile stuff that's usually pretty funny, but let somebody come on and do a racist or misogynist or transphobic thing, and they just roast the ever living shit out of them. It's so wonderful because you'll get some people that'll come in and they'll be like, oh, this woke, you know, political crap. And all of the rest of the people on the site who know that Star Trek has always been like this, just absolutely pound them into the dirt mercilessly. And it's one of my favorite things about the group.
Yeah, man.
John, you're confused. There's no such show as Laverne and Mindy. All right. This one is,
watch it though.
This one is for Dave.
One, two, hi. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Flamingo.
Speaking of
Laverne and Shirley.
Have you ever seen a movie called The First Nudie Musical?
Called what?
First Nudie Musical. It's my friend Dave was like the first one of us to get cable back in the dark times, and
in the before four.
Yeah. And I can't remember if it was HBO or Showtime, doesn't matter. But you know, we watched, you know, we would have sleepovers at Dave's house, and then like we'd all like wait till his mom went to bed and then watch 10 at 11 o'clock at night. And you know, which I need to watch that again because I remember it being pornography. But there was this movie called The First Nudie Musical that Cindy Williams was in. And the premise was a porn movie company decided to make a musical to try to because they were like going under. And so they decided to do a musical. And so it was like lots of naked women and funny musical numbers. Now, Cindy Williams never got naked in it. She was just one of the executives or something. I don't remember the plot, you know, because I was 17 and the plot didn't matter. but I don't even know if it's out there, but if you ever find it, it might be amusing. I honestly can't say.
In the 90s, hey, have you ever heard of this movie Color of Night? That they would show it like every weekend. I know you guys have heard
called
of that.
What?
Movie. Color of Night.
Color of Night?
Yeah, I had Bruce Willis and I think Scott Bakula.
You see Bruce's pee-pee.
Yeah.
Well. Yep, it wafts by in a swimming pool right by the camera.
And what was the Neve Campbell Denise Richards movie? Was it Wild
Things?
Wild Things.
Yeah.
Or was it Very Wild Things? Yeah,
Wild Things. No, it was just Wild Things.
Okay, yeah.
Which that wound up being a fantastic movie, but not for those reasons. Like that actually wound up being like, God, there's a twist. Oh my God, another twist. What? Bill Murray's amazing.
All right. This one is. But
if you watch that movie, watch it till the end of the credits. Watch all the way through the end credits.
Okay.
This one's for Rick.
I actually had a cassette tape where I recorded various TV themes off the TV.
And me too.
This MASH.
I did the same thing. It was the 90s, but I did it.
I used to have a temp job in the late 90s, like 97, 98, something like that. And most of my job was just like shredding papers and putting stuff in envelopes and stuff like that. And they would let me listen to headphones. And I would usually listen to like a book on tape or something like that. But at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Channel 6 here in Birmingham would show MASH. And Channel 6 also put their signal out over the FM airwaves. So I could listen. I would listen to the episode of MASH every afternoon. Nice.
In the 90s, I was so obsessed with MASH. Like probably mid to late 90s, I was so obsessed with MASH. Like I went back and rented the movie MASH and learned the words to Suicide is Painless.
Yeah.
Like I've got books in my living room about MASH. Like I'm a big fan.
It's the only thing about MASH that I haven't gone back and watched it in years, but you know, probably Hawkeye's predatory treatment of the nurses probably wouldn't fly so well now, but
yeah,
I think everything else about the show is just brilliant.
Well, if you go back and watch it, I highly recommend getting the DVDs and turning the laugh track off because the producers did not want a laugh track and CBS pushed it on them. So they actually have a feature where you can turn it off and it makes the show so much darker.
Well, there was that one episode where the war correspondent was interviewing everyone. And that was like the one episode that didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it was like a gut punch and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, Alan Alda's Hawkeye, he was not as predatory as the Donald Sutherland version of Hawkeye.
Well, no, the movie could get away with a lot. I mean, we didn't see Loretta Swit's tits either. So, you know,
The movie, they were downright predatory. I was just like, they were lecherous.
Like, I remember, Alan Alda, he was all about the ladies, but it was consensual. he wasn't roofing anybody.
No, he was just constantly horny. And but do you know the Star Trek connection between Star Trek and MASH?
Which one?
There's a lot of them.
Well, yeah, there's the movie.
Oh, the movie? Renee Aubergine was in it. Yeah, I knew that.
I forgot about that. Yeah, he played Father Mulcahy, but
Sally. So I'm saying, which one, played... man?
That's true. There's a bunch of them.
You talking about Dr. Daner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sally Kellerman was Hot Lips in the movie and Dr. Daner in Where No Man Has Gone Before.
Yeah. All right. This one is for Dave.
Sounds like Little House on the Prairie.
It is Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, I'm glad you got that one.
Another one that, of course, that was my mom's probably favorite show. Oh, we're going to have to hear an ad. Let me mute this.
That's one I never watched. I may have seen like parts of an episode when my mom was watching it, but that never held any interest for me.
And you know,
my mom watched it every day. So, you know, it was.
But there's something in my brain. That's why I was a little unsure. There's something in my brain that mixes up that theme song with the Waltons.
Yeah.
So I was like,
the same type of show.
Is it Little House with the Waltons? I think it's Little House.
Little House with the Waltons.
I'd like to say I'll identify the Waltons in a heartbeat, but I haven't heard that music in 40 years, so I can't.
Well, maybe it's next. All right, this one's yours, Rick.
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore Show. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore. So sad. I don't know how I'm coping with living in a world that she's not around.
Yeah, it is Mary Tyler Moore.
I'm doing pretty okay.
Yeah, I'm coping, but it's just...
it's easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, she's just one of those people that you don't think about the fact that she's gone until you think about the fact that she's gone, and it's like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but she'll never be gone, because we have all these reruns
and
stuff.
That's true.
She put her mark on the world, man, you know? Mm-hmm. You can go back and watch Dick Van Dyke and... watch her rolling out of that closet with all those walnuts.
Yeah. You know? The Danny Thomas episode, yeah.
And going like, God, you know, it was the 60s, but man, those pants were tight. And yay.
Have you guys watched any of those? I can't remember what they call them now, but they've been doing a live in front of a studio audience, the thing that they do about twice a year now that Jimmy Kimmel hosts.
Yeah.
They do like a live reshooting of a episode of a sitcom or whatever with actors like today's.
I've heard of them. I've never watched one.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. I mean, if it's a show that you like, they did an episode of Different Strokes a couple months ago that had Kevin Hart playing Arnold, and they had Damon Wayans playing Willis, and then they had. Oh, wow. And Snoop Dogg was in it, and it was John Lithgow was playing Mr. Drummond. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good. All right, this one is for Dave.
I'm listening. Seems like something I would not have watched.
I'll give you a hint. They made a movie of it.
I mean, I'm sure.
With...
Hold on. Don't tell me. I'm...
Rick, do you know?
No. I think it's the Mod Squad.
No. Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller?
That was the other one I was considering. Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was one I didn't really watch a lot of.
I didn't watch it.
All right, Rick, this one's yours.
God, I know the song. I don't know what. It's not Barnaby Jones, is it?
No. Dave, do you know?
It's the Waltons.
It's the Waltons. Oh.
I prophesied.
All right, Dave, this one's yours. Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world. The show has been mentioned.
I'm sure.
It's a little longer. It's going to give the title.
I know it, but I don't know it.
You know it, Rick?
No, I don't.
Maud.
Yeah, it's Maud.
Mm.
And then there's Maud.
Yeah. It was, oh man, it was like right on the tip of my brain, and it was just like not coming to me. Like, you're not getting this one, Dave.
Like the universe slightly redeemed for not getting the Waltons.
It's like the universe trying to help you out. That's what it was. Like, no, Dave knows too many.
My wife and I have been watching some reruns of the Golden Girls lately, and Bea Arthur, I think, is my. It used to be, Rose used to be my favorite character on that show. I think Bea Arthur is my favorite character because, I mean, she didn't take any shit off anybody.
She always played these great characters who just didn't put up with any shit.
Yeah,
and yet on a dime could get all up in your feelings and stuff. She was just wonderful. And Adrienne Barbeau, I think that was one of her first TV roles, was as Maude's daughter.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Maude would. I mean, that was the first sitcom that dealt with like abortion and stuff like that. You know, you didn't even say that word on TV back then. And then they did a whole episode about it. All right,
you know, All in the Family and Maude and the Jeffersons. They really push the envelope. You know, I would hate to see like a reboot of All in the Family now, because they would just make Archie repulsive without any of the, you know, any of the redeeming qualities or the look at how awful he is. You know,
you need to go back and watch All in the Family, because Archie Bunker never had any redeeming qualities. He never learned a lesson out of anything. Yeah, he never learned. Okay,
An episode where he and Mike were trapped in a storeroom overnight.
Yeah.
The thing is, Archie was horrible, but he thought he didn't know he was. And so they would have him say this, you know, the awful things, but there was an innocence to him that, and everybody else around him was like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. And so it would be educational is not really the right word, but it would point out that people like him need to be understood and changed as opposed to vilified. But nowadays it would just be, you know, like Peacemaker's dad. That would be what they would make Archie Bunker into now today. And
yeah,
I was just thinking Al Bundy, but even, you know, Married with Children was kind of like late 80s, you know, all the way through 2001, Archie Bunker. But even he had small moments of.
Yeah. His main thing was, he didn't like women, but they never really got into a whole lot of race stuff, I think, on Married with Children.
Right. No, yeah. They didn't. They didn't.
And go sexism. Into race. Now, sexism, they dealt with that.
Sexism, yes.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about my experience with Married with Children?
You watched one episode and you didn't like it.
Well, no, I didn't even watch
it. It does seem to be the pattern.
I came across the show and I thought it was like a sketch. I thought it was like some sort of variety show making fun of sitcoms or something. And then I realized it was an actual show and I stopped watching.
Making fun of sitcoms.
Yeah. All the sitcoms on Fox at that time were like that. I mean, they were just. There was one that came on after Married with Children. I can't remember the name of it right now. It had Nikki Cox in it. You remember her? She used to play in Las Vegas.
Unhappily Ever After.
Where he was an Al Bundy type character, but he was out of his mind and he would go downstairs and there was a puppet down there of a rabbit with the Bobcat Goldthwait voice. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It was made by It was the same showrunners as Married with Children. But when Married with Children was conceived, the working title was Not the Cosbys, because we were in that era where the Cosby Show was, you know, the upper echelon of sitcom entertainment. That's what everyone was mimicking. And that's exactly what they didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I'm going to do one more each and then we're going to close things out. So this next one is going to be for Rick.
By the way, Glenn.
Of course.
Oh, geez. Ironically, All in the Family.
There's your. That's your gimme. And And then they ended all in the family and did another show called Archie's Place.
Yep.
And they killed Edith.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of season one, they killed her.
Well, she didn't want season two. She didn't want to come back.
Right.
Yeah. She was done. That's why they ended the show. But they continued. They did a lot of that back then. They would continue the show as another show.
Yeah.
Because one of the characters wanted out or something like that.
You know, I enjoyed All in the Family, but the show Carol O'Connor should be remembered for is In the Heat of the Night.
In the Heat of the Night.
His Bill Gillespie was just fantastic. Yeah. He was so good.
And I'll tell you what, Archie's Place wasn't all that bad. It wasn't all, you know, no. It wasn't All in the Family, but it had some good moments too.
Yeah.
You know.
It did.
It was not Aftermath by any stretch.
Aftermath was garbage, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was bad.
Or Galactica 85 or
it was 1980. Yeah. 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 Which was basically, they tried to be Quantum Leap. It was just going to be Quantum Leap. And that's where Belisario got that from.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I like that idea.
Well, also, we watched, so Hulu just started showing The Golden Palace. Which is the continuation of the Golden Girls, and it's just as funny. They brought in Don Cheadle, and they brought in Cheech Marin, and they it was everybody but Dorothy, because Dorothy went and got married at the end of the Golden Girls, and the rest of them bought a hotel in Miami, and they went to run this hotel, and Cheech Marin was the cook, and Don Cheadle was their like their manager or whatever, and it's actually pretty good. And I go back, I watch that, and I'm like, how did they get away with saying some of this stuff in the 80s? Man, Blanche is filthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
didn't have rules in the 80s.
We were watching, because it's funny because people think of Golden Girls as like, oh, it's a show about little old ladies. And we were watching like a compilation of Betty White bits.
Yeah.
There's this great bit where, you know, Blanche is just kind of being a dick to Betty White for being stupid, and then she like walks out and mutters, "You over sexualized bitch," or hyper sexualized bitch.
Well, people keep comparing that. I've been seeing a lot of this lately, especially since Betty White died. It has just kind of brought the Golden Girls up to people are talking about it a lot. But they'll show a picture of the Golden Girls, and then they'll show a picture of the women from Sex and the City, and they'll say they're the same age. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, plastic surgery and different hair. I mean, that's the only difference. I mean, they're trying to say these women look so much younger than these women. It's like, it's plastic surgery and different hair. That's all.
Dude, okay. All I'm saying is I've seen some clips of the new Sex and the City show, and Sarah Jessica Parker
looks rough.
She looks like the lady who like put Spock's Katra back in his body in Star Trek 3.
Like, she does look rough. Yeah. She has hit the tanning bed a few too many times, but. All right, Dave, this is going to be the last one. This is yours.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what it is either. So.
Oh, that's a good one. I miss this show so much.
That would be Soap.
Indeed it would. Good job. It is great.
Confused? You won't be.
You won't be.
After this episode of Soap.
And,
When Howard Hessman died last week, a lot of people were talking about Soap. I'm like, no, you guys got the wrong show. But it's good to remember Soap because he was on Mary Hartman.
Soap was great.
See, I remember
Billy Crystal.
Of course, I remember Howard Hessman from WKRP in Cincinnati mostly. But he was also in my childhood. He was head of the class. He was the teacher on head of the class. So
for a while before it was like Billy Connolly, wasn't it?
He was the last season. Yeah. Howard Hessman left. They brought in Billy Connolly, and then the show went off the air, and then Billy Connolly continued it as the same character, but not as a teacher anymore. And it was just called Billy or something like that.
I didn't remember that. Yeah. Okay. El Duce.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to do it. We'll do what we've been watching next week.
I'll say after this episode,
this is pretty fun though.
I feel very pathetic. I know way too much TV trivia. Hey, I was actually relieved a few times. Rick was like, "Hey, did you know this?" I'm like, "I didn't."
the first round you had 13 and Rick had 4, and this round you had 7 and Rick had 8.
We were pretty evenly matched on that second one. I bow to your knowledge in that first round
don't bow to me.
All right, Dave, let everybody know where they can find you.
All right. Well, if you're into DC, DCOnScreen.com, we talk about all the Star Trek, all the DC universe properties on film and television. And if you like Star Trek and you are looking for something a little different than what Cosmic Potato's doing, or, you know, in conjunction with, of course, Star Trek Universe podcast. I would never say don't listen to Cosmic Potato, because these people are fantastic. And clearly, you know, Rick has so much theme song knowledge from the 70s. And why would you not listen? Because that's amazing.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know who I am anymore.
Rick, what about you? Where can we find you?
You know, the funny thing is, I hated the Brady Bunch, but like every time I see synopses of the episodes, I'm like, oh yeah, I saw that one. I saw that. I've seen every episode.
Yeah. You can't get away from it. You can't get away from the Brady Bunch. I saw something today that said that was talking about, you know, somebody puts on Facebook every day that, you know, such and such show or movie was released on this day in 1971 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the one I saw today was The Brady Wives came out on this day in, I don't know, 1970 something.
I managed to avoid that. But anyway, Open the Iris is coming back very soon as we're recording this, as is Starbase 66, because I finally got my computer back up and running with new hardware, and I'm all Windows 11 compliant whenever that thing comes out. So, yeah. hopefully they won't make us pay for it. But, it was funny. I put the new hardware in this weekend, and I was like, all right, is Windows 11 ready? And I went to the Windows site and it said, we're not quite ready yet. just hold on. We're working on it. So apparently they found some pretty nasty bugs in it or something.
When Windows 10 came out, it was so awful. I reverted back to like Windows 7 or whatever. And when my computer just crashed, it was a factor in me going, nope, I'm going to Mac.
I would love to be able to afford a Mac. But
well, actually, when I was looking into it, like I got this refurbished Mac Mini, and it was actually cheaper than any of the refurbished PCs I could find that had to say or similar specs. Hmm. So,
you know, every time I talk about, like, you know, fixing my computer or something, somebody chimes in with, you know, get a Mac. And I'm like, send me a check.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That was my response too. But once, you know, I started looking into it, I was like, oh, I can get this one more than, you know, this other thing that, I don't know. I just kind of, you know,
my biggest problem with Mac a few years ago, probably like 8 years ago, I got a MacBook as my work computer. Mm-hmm. I had this like ancient Dell diesel thing that was there when I got there. And I finally finally one of our faculty members got a new MacBook. And so I inherited his. It was like, I'm really far down on the pecking order at work. But I was like, all right, this, you know, this has got to work better than this, you know, thing. And I spent the first like 2 months emailing my friends who were Mac people going, how do you change this? You don't. Mm-hmm. How do you change that? You don't. It's like, you do it their way or you don't do it.
That's the reason I don't really use Apple products for the most part, but, you know,
cause I'm so used to digging into the guts of Windows, mm-hmm, and customizing this and changing that. It's like, it was like going from a manual transmission car with, you know, no power, anything, to a car that just had an accelerator pedal, a brake, and a steering wheel, and the hood was welded shut.
the computer that I have that crashed, I have had for 12 years, and I built it with one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just like, I'm sitting here with this like little square, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell to do with this. Like, I don't understand the operating system. I'm like, you know, calling people. I'm like, how the hell do you do this? Because, you know, I looked it up, and they told me a thing, and then that thing didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So help. So I feel it, man. I feel you. But yeah, the other big problem I'm having with my Mac though is that like I'll go and like I'm so used to long load times when I go to export any kind of file. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's export that audio for the podcast. Was it going to do it or not? Is it freezing now? And then it turns out it already did it. It just didn't, it didn't load anything. It just already did it. And I'm like, oh, okay then.
Yeah. That's like the next thing I need is an SSD. And I know that I'm going to have to deal with, you know, when I finally get one, it's going to be like that. I was like, why is it taking so long? Because it finished in 3 microseconds.
I'm just waiting.
I wanted to mention one other thing before we end the show tonight. So, and I'm not going to get deep into this. I don't want to get political or anything like that, but you've seen a lot of stuff going on in the news lately about Spotify and Joe Rogan and all that kind of stuff. And I want to address the fact that all of the podcasts that I'm on and most of the podcasts that are on our network are powered through Anchor. Anchor is owned by Spotify. Now, I know you've seen a lot of stuff of like Neil Diamond is leaving Spotify. I'm not planning on leaving Spotify because I don't think that my voice disappearing from Spotify is going to change anything, you know. But I do want to point out that if you particularly do not want to use Spotify and you don't want to use Anchor, there's lots of other places to find the show. So, you just go to the website at infinitepotato.com and you can download the show from iTunes or iHeartRadio and, you know, places like that, Stitcher and stuff like that. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on and I kind of thought about it, but it'd be so much work that by the time I pulled everything off, all this would probably be all blown over anyway. And then I don't want to, you know, move everything back. Probably. So yeah, I just wanted to address that. If you are
boycotting 90-minute cassette tape, I'll dub it for you.
Yeah. If you are boycotting Spotify, yes, we are powered through Spotify, but you can find the show in other places, you know. So just go to the website and you'll find all of our links and everything. And to find all of those links, you can just hang on in just a minute and our announcer, Nate, will let you know where all of those places are. So
Nate is such a cool dude. He bought me so many drinks last weekend. I can't remember ever actually meeting him.
Join us next time on Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast, when you might hear John say something in the chat room. He says, F you ignored me this whole show. You ain't hearing John say shit. Okay. There you go. I have not ignored you, John. I have two other screens to focus on. Oh, that was pricey.
Thank you for joining us. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Fredo's gonna leave without giving you a goodbye kiss.
Help the show grow by leaving us a 5-star rating and a review, or support the show by visiting us at patreon.com/infinitepotato.
That's the worst goodbye I've ever heard. And you stole it from a movie.
Be sure to join us again soon on Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast, brought to you by infinitepotato.com.
Goodbye.
This concludes our broadcast day.